Royals in search of a season-high fifth straight win. They take on the Angels in Anaheim. As we pick this one up, 2-1 in the third. Lorenzo Cain awaits Ricky Nolasco's first pitch.
Lorenzo Cain will lead off the Kansas City third. They lead the game 2-1. He's first ball swinging and lifts the ball in the gap into left center field. That ball's hit well out there in left center field, and that ball is gone.
Jordan was the second pick overall in the 1995 draft.
Here's the next delivery. This is lifted in the air. It's hit well into center field. Going back is Maben, still going back, and it is gone. Dead center. That is the second home run given up by Ricky Nolasco. Solo shot here to start things off in the Kansas City fourth inning. They've scored in each of the last three innings in this game. Their lead gets a little bit bigger. It's now 4-1. Here's the next pitch. Yeah, that one is bounced right by the mound and through into center field. Maben will score easily as Escobar has a two-out RBI single. And the Angels get their second run in the ball game. It's now 4-2. And he is ready to work. Here's the pitch. This is lifted in the air. It's hit pretty well into left center field. Maben is chasing. He's out at the wall. That ball bangs off the wall. Now Young has to retrieve it as it rolls back towards the infield and being waved home and coming in and scoring all the way from first base is Lorenzo Cain on the RBI double by Hosmer. And the lead gets bigger for Kansas City. It's now 5-2. And here's the next pitch, and there's a shot into right center field. It's going to score one. Another runner being waved home, and that is a two-run single for Moustakas, bringing in both Hosmer and Perez. And boy, Alvarez, since coming in, has given up three straight hits here, and now it is 7-2 Kansas City.
Royals earn their season-high fifth straight win as they take it 7-2. A terrific first career start for Matt Strom. He yields only one unearned run through five innings for the victory. Ricky Nolasco's winless skid, meanwhile, reaches nine starts, and he ties a career high with six straight losses. The Angels had no answers against the Royals youngster Matt Strom, who gave up just one unearned run in five strong innings of work as the Angels fell to the Royals at home on Thursday by a 7-2 score. Here is L.A. skipper Mike Socha commenting on the loss.
Yeah, with Ricky, it's pretty simple. It's just command. Being able to just repeat a release point. He's having trouble getting that ball glove side to righties. It's leaking back over the plate or he's yanking it. And on a slider, just a little inconsistent with his release points. And you know, he's behind a lot of hitters. They were on a lot. They had a lot of traffic out there, and you know, he battled to get through six, but you know, he's just not quite where we know he can be.
It's been a couple starts now, so is this something you work on between starts, or you just kind of iron out in the next game?
No, he works hard on it. He and Charlie work very hard between starts, trying to find the timing, the tempo, the delivery that he had, you know, for his last dozen starts for us last year, where he was locked in. So he's working towards it, and hopefully he'll find it, because if he does, he'll give us a big lift. It seemed like any time he got a ball, where it wasn't supposed to be, they had a good swing at it. And, you know, the ball fell in right field, which obviously didn't help things. Just fell in that Bermuda Triangle between Danny and Cole. And, those guys put the ball in play, got some key hits, and, you know, padded their lead.
And with that ball in the Bermuda Triangle, miscommunication there?
No, both guys went hard. The ball leaked back towards the middle of the field out of, you know, where Danny didn't have the angle and Cole just didn't quite get there. And it just, you know, they all got there at the same time. But they went hard at it. It's just one of those balls that's just right in the tough spot.
That ball was hit over Cole's head. Was that the second inning?
That was not a routine play. He had to stretch out for that ball, almost lay out for it, you know, jumping for it, and didn't quite get the handle. And then I think he just tried to be too quick and, you know, missed the ball picking it up, and that is all they needed to get the timing of the play on their side, and he scored.
Is Ricky's inconsistent release point explaining all the home runs he's given up to?
He's missed a lot of spots when he's off, those misses where he's trying to go away and leaving it over the heart of the plate. Guys have had pretty good swings of those. When he's on, he's just getting that good action, keeping the ball down and making pitches. And, he's not quite there yet. So he'll keep working at it. He'll get there.
The Angels try to bounce back on Friday behind Jesse Chavez. He'll be opposed by Ian Kennedy.